Good evening, Alex. Welcome to the Space Show.
Glad to be here.
You're at Curtin University. Presumably you've got many research projects going on. What are some of the other things you've been doing?
I'm a master's student at Curtin University at the moment, and one of my theses is based on the hydrodynamics of a estuarine system south of Perth. It's the Peel Harvey Inlet area. And what's occurred in that area, it's best to explain that there's a lot of inputs from fertilizers into those areas, and the nutrients have been sitting in the sediments for so long, and every year in the November to January and sometimes a bit later into March period, there is a great algal bloom that comes through those areas because the water is just in ideal conditions, the temperature is just right, and the algal bloom just fills up the estuary. It eventually becomes so thick at times that it actually reduces all light and oxygen in the water, and it actually dies and collapses. What they've decided to do is to put in a Dawesville channel, an access to the ocean that will allow greater circulation within the estuary. And my task, and part of my thesis, is to find out what kind of changes are going to occur within the estuary, to see how that affects the algal blooms and how it affects how the discharge water from the inlet will affect the marine environment.
And you've been able to use satellite data to assist your study, do you?
Oh yes, we use it. Some of the other work we've done previously will allow us to look at the concentrations of chlorophyll within the estuary, and also look at the water clarity.
You mentioned that the water temperatures are obviously quite crucial to algal blooms and presumably to all marine life along the coast. How do you find out the water temperature? You just go along and stick a thermometer in, or is it possible to do that from outer space as well?
Well, we've done it from using the Landsat satellite band 6 and calibrated it with actual fuel temperatures. One of the beauties about doing it from space, you get an overall view. You can actually see small areas down to 120 metres what the temperature variation is likely to be. Whereas if you do that by field survey, then you'd need a lot of boats and a lot of time and a lot of people to do the same thing. And let's not forget that the water can be fairly dynamic, so by the time you've done several temperature measurements, the feature that you may be looking for may have moved or may have changed.
So the Landsat picture's instantaneous,
yes,
over the whole area?
Yep, for about 180 kilometres, which makes it good. We also get the same kind of information from the NOAA satellites, which gives us... can actually give us the whole entire West Australian coastline.
These are the American weather satellites, aren't they?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, who would have thought that space, looking down from space, could help in so many different aspects?
Oh, there's a lot of information you can get from space. It's the biggest problem is that people tend to think that the space photography will replace standard aero photography or the man on the ground, but it doesn't. Using a combination of all, then you can get some great results.
So it's add, not just instead of.
It's another level of information.
Well, Alex, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
It's a pleasure.